Jesus wants to use a miracle of bringing one from the dead to begin to open up the revelation for us to, that are walking in the new temple, to understand that there is a resurrection. There is a revival. There is a reason to be brought out of a dead state in something into which is alive. He used Lazarus. He was already 4 days late. Beyond the conventions of modern science, there was no hope to revive this body. But he came just on time. How many of you out there feel like tonight that God is already too late, that everything's went too far? I don't care if this is for you or for your children. You might feel like those sisters that were grieving by the tomb, but I want you to know that God is not but he is right on time. He is here for you tonight to move for your every need. I feel it in my spirit burning alive within me. You think God's too late, but honey, he's right on time. He's here for you right now to bless you. Lift up your hand and receive this right now blessing. This is a suddenly move from God for those that will believe. Now, Father, I believe, Lord, according to your word, that you're bringing to life, Lord, that resurrection power, that we'll know that that which is dead, even when the world says it's too late, that you can still move in it. And God, for our children, Lord, for our families, we're standing in the gap tonight saying it's not too late, but it's right on time. For God, in your will, they could already be dead, and yet you could raise them. They could already be possessed, but you can deliver them. The doctors have already said they have cancer, but God, I know that you can heal them. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to say this because you're going through it. This is you. Say, it's not too late. That makes me rejoice. It's not too late. One more time, it's not too late. Hallelujah. If you're here, you're right on time. If you're in need and you're here, you're right on time. If you came tonight for a blessing, you're right on time. Hallelujah. It might be Thursday in the world, but it's the Lord's day today. Don't wait till Sunday to get your hands in the air. Tonight, tonight is your time. While it is day, church, we've got to move. I'm almost going to get in the sermon. I'm going to try to hold. We've got to learn to take action. We've got to be proactive. Hallelujah. He said to ask, and it shall be given. When you read ask, church, what do you do when you ask, when you communicate with God? You're praying. That says, pray, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Seeking is an active pursuit. That means you got off the pew, you got in the altar, and you went after the things that you're pursuing before God. And those that will seek when they believe, they shall have it, says the word of God. Knock, and it shall be opened. You don't just walk up to a door and expect it to open before you. You have to summons the door and say, I wish to go through. That is perseverance, not giving up. When you knock, you're really wanting inside. Somebody say, let me in. It's not as persuasive unless you get up there with a nice, good, persuasive knock on the door. If you really want in, you'll break in if you've got to. And that's the kind of persistence that God's looking for from his pillars, from the people that know him and are required at their hand to do for him. Hallelujah. Are you glad you're here? Let's sing some more and give you another opportunity to get all the way in here. I felt like we were like 85% of the way, but God said, come on all the way and we'll have a good time tonight.